Our first ever top crop pumpkin growing contest, trying to grow the big ones, and this guy is from Marysville. You are then?
I'm Steve.
Hi, Steve. How did it go then?
It went all right. The chickens almost got it this spring, actually.
There's a lot of obstacles. We've learned that. There's been deer and elk hacking to some of them. You don't know what you're going to run up against when you plant them, do you?
Yeah, not really, no.
What plans, or at least what plans would you have for next year now that you've done it once, or things you'd do differently, and maybe some helpful hints you could give to other growers out there?
So this year, I built a big pile of manure to grow my pumpkin in, and next year I'm going to do the same thing, only I'm putting it inside a tent so that the plant has more constant nighttime temperature.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you have some frost issues getting toward the end of this thing?
I definitely did. It frosted 2 days so far. I've had to throw a blanket over the plant to keep the leaves screened.
Well, thanks for participating. This gentleman here, his was about the same size as mine. Did you enjoy growing the pumpkin then?
Out of the three seeds, only one germinated. And then the flowers that kept coming just died off because there's no bees to germinate, to pollinate them. So we ended up with that one, and that was a very slow. And the 3 weeks of the starting the growing season were so cold and wet, nothing came. So what we got is what we got.
Did you enjoy it, and would you do it next year then?
Well, I'd do it again next year, but I'll do it different. I'll put it in the greenhouse instead of outside, and I'll, again, a pile of manure to because they like hot feet. So that's what we'll look at for next year.
Did you have a south-facing sunshine then?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. I'm sort of in a east-west configuration with my greenhouse, so It just was sitting at the end on the outside of it, and I should have had it inside the greenhouse, I guess, but live and learn.
I think we've all learned, though, it takes a lot of space. I planted when I was surprised at how the foliage gets going, Steve.
Oh, yeah, they take off. My plant was about 100 feet long this year.
Yeah, well, mine too. Mine was going, I had good foliage, but nothing grew there.
Oh, geez. Well, we're lucky. We've got honeybees at the farm, so they took care of our pollination for us this year.
There was the issue from the other side. Great. Thank you for your time today, both of you, and thanks for participating with us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. That's all I need. Appreciate that. Yeah.